the most trusted and longest-running sports talk show in Tennessee. From the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Broadcasting, this is Sports Talk with John Wilkerson and Jimmy Hines on Sports Radio WNML.
I'm John Wilkerson here at Food City in Maynardville. Jimmy Hyams from his undisclosed super secret studio in Knoxville joining the program once again this week as we head into the 4th of July weekend. And I don't know about you, Jimmy, but I can't hear that song and not think about Apollo Creed getting into the ring. Tragically, Ivan Drago was waiting for him on the other side.
Yeah, you don't want to be facing Ivan Drago. Everybody knows that. But That is a classic song. I'm sitting here, well, semi-dancing, okay? I don't want that visual for too many people. They might disturb them the weekend of July the 4th. But, yes, that music makes you move.
It does. And we've got more baseball fun coming your way between now and the end of the program. But right now, it's your chance to win. It's the Sports Fix at 6. And so, Jimmy, what's up for grabs this evening?
Got a $25 gift card to Fairways and Greens. And Fairways and Greens, practice made perfect. It's a great place. I've been there a number of times. They have wonderful instructors there, and it's a great place. So $25 gift card, Fairways and Greens, located on Simmons Road, if you can answer this trivia question. It was 81 years ago tomorrow, the anniversary of Lou Gehrig's famous speech, one of the more famous speeches in the history of baseball, where he said he was the luckiest man on earth. The Yankees were playing a doubleheader that day on July the 4th. Who were they playing? Who was the opponent for the New York Yankees back in 1939 when Lou Gehrig made his famous speech of being the luckiest man on the face of the earth? Tell me the opponent for the Yankees that day.
656-9900, 656-9900, star 990 is free for AT&T and U.S. Cellular customers. The toll-free number, 1-866-656-9900. Let's start with Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you? I hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you are?
Yeah, I am, and I just hope you don't cue up Ivan Drago with the "You Will Lose" if I get this wrong. But I'm going to say Boston Red Sox.
Not the Red Sox.
Okay. Well, cue up your Ivan Drago then.
All right.
You are
we
wrong.
Sure do appreciate it, Ron. Thank you very much. They had actually played the Sox that week.
Okay.
Yeah, so who's our next guesser? Let's go to Ted. You're on Sports Talk. Hello, Ted.
Hi. Will you repeat the question, please?
Yes, sir. When Lou Gehrig made his famous speech back in 1939, they were playing July the 4th. Who was the opponent that the Yankees were playing that day?
Wild guess. Cleveland Indians.
Not Cleveland.
Okay.
Ted, thank you very much. We go next to Ryan. You're on Sports Talk. Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey. Is it the Chicago White Sox?
Not the White Sox.
All right. I must be broken then. Sorry.
Man,
have a great one, guys.
You too. Have a happy 4th. Love the fact following Ron's lead. Reed is up next. Hello, Reed.
Hey, guys. those three people got all three of my guesses, so I have absolutely no idea. I'm not even going to take a guess. I can't even help anybody out. So thanks a lot.
Well, we appreciate your calling in. Hope you have a great 4th. So
you too, guys.
Thank you so much. Who's up next? Let's go to David. Hi, David.
Hey, what's happening?
Doing all right. And you?
Oh, great. Dealing with the Food City traffic right now. How about the Brooklyn Dodgers?
Not the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Okay.
We sure do appreciate it. He's on the right track, though, in terms of just thinking about what teams existed in 1939.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you would, Jimmy, repeat the question.
Yes, it was in 1939, Lou Gehrig made his famous speech in regard to being the luckiest man on the face of the earth. The 81st anniversary is tomorrow. Who did the Yankees play that day?
656-9900, 656-9900, star 990 is free for AT&T and U.S. Cellular customers. The toll-free number, 1-866-656-9900. It's Jason who's up next. Hello, Jason.
Hello, how are you today?
Doing well. Hope you are.
All right. I want to guess the Washington Senators.
There you go. Yes, sir. It was the Washington Senators. Was that a guess or did you know that?
I've been a baseball fanatic. The Yankees, Mantle, Gehrig, Babe Ruth has always been one of my favorite pastimes.
Well, you are exactly correct. The Yankees were playing the Washington Senators the day that Lou Gehrig made his famous speech. It was 81 years ago tomorrow. You have won a $25 gift card to Fairways and Greens. Fairways and Greens Golf Center in Knoxville. It is located off Simmons Road. It's a great place to work on your game. What do they say at Fairways and Greens? Practice made perfect. $25 gift card is yours, Jason. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, way to go, Jason. And how it played out that day, Yankees got beaten and beaten pretty badly. Well, actually, they lost the first game. Lou Gehrig made the speech. Yankees rallied for a win to earn a split in the nightcap. But you are our winner, so hang on the line so we can get your prize information. And that takes care of the Sports Fix at 6. And we'll have another challenging trivia question for you on Monday. But right now, why don't we go ahead and get right back into the base in to the salute to baseball, and we'll do so with a little more background to Lou Gehrig's famous speech from 81 years ago as of tomorrow.
The news of Gehrig's illness stunned the country. And on July 4th, a huge, sad crowd packed Yankee Stadium to pay tribute to their beloved hero. Babe Ruth came back, and the two old teammates ended their long feud. Manager Joe McCarthy presented him with a trophy. At first, Gehrig was too moved to speak.
For the past 2 weeks, you've been reading about a bad brag. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for. Thank you.
He died 2 years later of what is now called Lou Gehrig's disease.
And so Lou Gehrig's speech, as it was captured with baseball, the documentary that was put together, and it's no doubt one of the more iconic stories in regards to the 4th of July and the great game. But it was something, it's been something to see, Jimmy, that there's not much of the speech itself that has survived. You pretty much heard all of it, the start of the speech. Mm. And the end of the speech. They have the text of it, but for the most part, there are no audio recordings. As through the years, the newsreel footage and thing like that, they just weren't preserved. And so there's very little of the actual speech itself, but it was recreated for Pride of the Yankees with Gary Cooper playing Lou Gehrig. And that's about all that we have from the Iron Horse himself.
I did not realize that we had so little from that speech. but just so iconic. And I, you know, I've mentioned this before. He, when I was young and I started reading about him, he was my favorite player. Obviously, never saw him, but I liked the idea that here was a guy that had played in what 2,130 games in a row. Mm-hmm. The durability that he had. He just went about his business and was a great player who was overshadowed by Babe Ruth. But I had a great respect for somebody that came to the ballpark every day and gave it his best and was a great player that you could count on, that dependability. And that's one reason I like Lou Gehrig so much.
A big fan of his as well. And just the example, the career, and you just don't know how long he might, what he might have been able to add. Now, granted, he already was at the tail end of his career, but he was also, he had already fallen ill at the time that his career came to an end. You heard it said by the narrator that Babe Ruth was on hand. You know who else was on hand that day? Wally Pipp.
Oh, well, yeah, for those that don't know the story, tell them.
Wally Pipp was the first baseman for the Yankees, complained of a headache one day. He sat out the game. Who stepped in? Lou Gehrig. And as Jimmy mentioned, 2,130 games later, that's when his streak, he was in the lineup every day for 2,130 games after that.
Never got that job back, did he?
No, he didn't. But we'll get a break. We've got more coming your way. In fact, we'll stick with the Big Apple when it comes to clips and music. That's coming up as you listen to Sports Talk and our All-Star Salute to Baseball. The program today in Maynardville at Food City. You still have time until 7 o'clock to text the word, today's word, to 68683 to be entered into the Big Ticket 2020 is brought to you by Food City. This is Sports Talk on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
To take the latest on Tennessee sports coverage with you anywhere you go, download the Sports Radio WNML app. Powered by Big Kahuna Wings, the wings that changed it all.
You know, my mother told me I ought to be a farmer.
My dad wanted me to be a baseball player.
Well, you're better than anyone I ever had. And you're the best hitter I ever saw. Shoot up.
From The Natural, the incredible tale of the New York Knights and Roy Hobbs. And so it's one of my favorite baseball movies. And, Jimmy, I think it leads us into some real teams from the Big Apple or from the Empire State. But I just love that movie, and this is the perfect time of year to watch a movie like that.
Well, it is, and Robert Redford was just terrific in that movie. But I remember the first time I saw it, it was just really stood out to me. It had a lot of memorable scenes, and I just thought it was so well done. But I really enjoyed The Natural.
So why don't we go ahead and take our tour, our baseball tour of the Big Apple, and we'll start in Brooklyn.
Robinson waits. Here comes the pitch. And there goes a line drive to left field. Swan is after it. He leaps. It's over his head against the wall. Here comes Gilliam scoring. Brooklyn wins. Jackie Robinson is being pummeled by his teammates.
Yeah. handful, throws it away. Now walking up to the plate, sort of relaxes, leans over, touches the heavy end down from the platter, straightens up, cocks that bat. Fitzsimmons works. DiMaggio swinging. It's a whistling line drive to left center field. It's a base hit. It's taken on the second hop by Ripple. The throw is coming in a second. DiMaggio is racing for it. DiMaggio makes it with a slide and is saved for a double.
We need a hit, so here I go.
Ball one.
Yay!
Ball two.
Yay!
Strike one.
Ooh!
Strike two.
Kill that umpire.
Yay!
A case of Wheaties.
Come to the game, you're talking about Willie plays all the field.
That's right, he
plays. Let's call Willie and ask him. Call him.
Okay, hey, Willie.
Yes.
Are you Willie Mays?
Yes.
Whose ball was that?
Why was it?
In left field.
Well, that's Irvin's ball.
I told you that. Every time we come to the game, we got to talk about it. The next time, I'm going to sit in the grandstand.
Say, hey, fellas, what's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. When he hits the ball, it's long gone, man. Hits it farther than camp began. Swings the bat like a little lead pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. Say hey,
say who?
Swing it at the plate. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. The bases like a choo-choo train, swings around second
like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when he passes third, and he heads home like an eagle bird. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie, say hey,
say who,
swinging at the plate, say hey,
say who,
say Willie, that giant kid is great. Yes, he covers center like he had jet shoes. The other batters get the Willie blues. Anything hit his way is out. Man, it just don't pay those guys to clout. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie, say hey,
say who,
swinging at the plate, say hey,
say who,
say Willie, that giant kid is great. Served his Uncle Sam. He left the Giants in an awful jam. But now he's back and he's Leo's joy. And Willie's still a growing boy. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie, say hey,
say who,
swinging at the plate, say hey,
say who,
say Willie, that giant kid is great. That giant kid is great. Say Willie, gonna say,
say hey.
Meet the Mets, meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life, because the Mets are really sucking the ball. Knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the M-E-T-S Mets of New York town. Oh, the butcher and the baker and the people on the streets, where do they go? To meet the Mets! Oh, they're hollering and cheering and they're jumping in their seats, where do they go?
And so that's our trip through the Big Apple. Started Ebbets Field with the Brooklyn Dodgers. Then we went to Yankee Stadium and, of course, the Yankees. Followed by a trip to the Polo Grounds. Russ Hodges, immortal call with the Giants win the pennant. Say hey from the Traineers. And then we also had the opportunity to meet the Mets in Queens. Always love that backstory. That is the Giants win the pennant call. It was actually recorded by a Dodgers fan, because they were ready to torment their friends that were Giants fans, and to his credit, he did not destroy it. It was a recording that was made, and you had, it was a, gosh, I wish I could describe it, but it was like almost the old, it was in a cylindrical, that's how you recorded it. It was, and the fact that it was recorded by a Dodgers fan and still lives to this day, I don't think, Jimmy, if it happened today, that any fan would have preserved their team losing in that regard.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Would I have done it? Would you have done it? gosh, I didn't mean to set that thing on fire. It was an accident.
That's right. How did that get set over by the radiator?
Oh, yeah, that is an interesting story, though, to find that it was it did not come from the Giants' camp.
So we will get a break. We've got more coming your way. And again, Sports Talk continues. Got less than a half hour. We are here at Food City in Maynardville. It's your opportunity to get registered for the big ticket. You text this word to 68683. You could be the grand prize winner when all is said and done of season tickets and parking passes for Tennessee football, Vols and Lady Vols basketball, Tennessee softball, Tennessee baseball. You have Ice Bears tickets, Titans tickets, and a club seat experience all involved as the big ticket 2020 is brought to you by Food City. More coming your way as you listen to Sports Talk on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris. Rogers Hornsby was my manager, and he called me a talking... And that was when my parents drove all the way down from Michigan to see me play the game. And did I cry?
No.
No. No. And you know why?
No.
Because there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. No crying.
One of the all-time great performances. Tom Hanks is Jimmy Dugan in A League of Their Own. And I believe that might be as quoted as any baseball movie to this day in terms of there's no crying in baseball. Nor should there be.
No,
even if.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I enjoyed watching that movie, and it was really funny to watch that and to see how upset he was about the no crying in baseball part of that, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah, even if it's been 86 years since you won a World Series, there's no crying in baseball, and of course that was the desert that Red Sox fans had to wander through 1918 to 2004, but. In the process, they became the first team ever to erase a 3-0 deficit in a 7-game series, doing so in the American League Championship Series, and it built up to all of the frustration coming out in this iconic play.
A 1-0 pitch. Here it is. Swinging a ground ball. Stabbed by Folk. He has it. He underhands to first, and the Boston Red Sox are the world champions. For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball's World Championship. Can you believe it?
Tessie is the royal root, his rally cry. Tessie is the tune they always sung. Tessie echoed April through October night. After serenade installed in Aiden Young.
Boston, you know we love you, man, we hit the ground, we're all to your side.
the second inning, walked and scored. He's sitting on 714. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 715. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate, and listen to this crowd.
Pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball. Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Well, Casey was winning, Hank Aaron was beginning, one Robbie going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell, the Thumper and Mel Parnell, and Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball, Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the duke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Now my old friend, the Bachelor, well, he swore he was the Oklahoma kid. And Cookie played hooky to go and see the Duke. And me, I always loved Willie Mae. Those were the days. Well, now it's the 80s, and Brett is the greatest, and Bobby Bonds can play for everyone. Rose is at the vet, and Rusty again is a Met, and the great Alexander is pitching again in Washington. I'm talking baseball, like Reggie, Queez, and Berry, talking baseball. Carew and Gaylord Perry, Seaver, Garvey, Schmidt, and Vida Blue. Call
and it's no fluke. They'll be with Willie, Mickey and the Duke. It was Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
I'm talking Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
Say Willie.
Terry Cashman. Talking baseball, Terry Cashman, I believe, called Atlanta home, as did the Atlanta Braves after their trip to Milwaukee after starting in Boston. And we started that segment with another team that called Boston home and still calls Boston home, with the Red Sox. And, Jimmy, while we've been celebrating baseball, some other news to share.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson in NASCAR tested positive. He's going to be out of the race, the Cup race in Indy this Sunday. And also, Major League Baseball, 31 have tested positive after the initial testing was done. Another note, Tennessee has added an offensive analyst. His name is Alex Jackson. He's a former Georgia football player, offensive lineman. The last 2 years he'd been at Florida A&M as an offensive coordinator, offensive line coach. And in the Rocket Mortgage Tournament, Scott Stallings has made the cut. He shot a 71 today. He's 8 under par. He's tied for 20th. That's 4 back. Peter Malnati struggled on the back 9. He misses the cut. He shot 66-74, so he's 4 under. And then Wes Roach played in the tournament. He shot 77 and 70, so he missed the cut as well. But Scott Stallings is playing this weekend.
That's Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson. We'll get a break and be back with a final segment to today's edition of Sports Talk here at Food City in Maynardville as you listen to 99.1 The Sports Animal.
The king of beer, the king of sports. Live from the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Broadcasting, this is Sports Radio WNML.
We come back to conclude today's edition of Sports Talk, and do so. We could not have a salute to baseball and not include a trip to the Windy City, so let's start with Mr. Cub himself, Ernie Banks.
I would like to present to you Ernie Banks.
Thank you very much, Commissioner, for the fine introduction. We got the set in. Sunshine, fresh air. We got the team behind us. So let's play two.
By the shores of old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying in his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. And on his head they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. Told him it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. He told his friends, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me. That's the truth. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse, tennis. But what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups? Year after year after year, after year after year after year after year after year, till those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. He said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and your scorecards ready, I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day, no lights. Have the organ play the national anthem, and then a little na-na-na-na, hey, 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 goodbye. Make six bullpen pitchers carry my coffin, and six groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play too. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody two bags of peanuts and a frosty malt, and I'll be ready to die. Build a big fire on home plate out of your Louisville Slugger baseball bats and toss my coffin in. Let my ashes blow in a beautiful snow from the prevailing 30-mile-an-hour southwest wind. And when my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu. I will come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. The Dying Man's friends told him to cut it out. They said, stop it, that's an awful shame. He whispered, don't cry, we'll meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame. He said, I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now, so it's just what I'm gonna do. Said, but you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me that feels sorry for you. And he said, oh, play that Lonesome Losers tune. That's the one I like the best. Closed his eyes and slipped away. Well, Scotty, it was the Dying Cub fans' last request. So here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls? Do the Cubbies still play in their ivy covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave.
Immortal Steve Goodman couldn't do this show without dropping in a Dying Cub fan's last request. Jimmy, always fun with our last show before the 4th of July.
Well, it is. Great tribute to baseball. Hope everybody has a great July the 4th.
Happy birthday to your mother-in-law. Hope everybody has a safe weekend. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is Sports Talk.